This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It is 7:45. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. You're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven. On the line, we have Dr. Nate Arnold, Medical Director of Trinity Health Grand Haven's Urgent Care. Good morning, Doc. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Mary Ellen. Thanks for taking my call today.
Oh, you bet. And, you've been providing, Trinity Health's Urgent Care has all new providers, new hours, open 7 days a week, which is just awesome. Weekdays from 8 in the morning till 8 in the afternoon, or till 8 in the evening, and then weekends from 8 in the morning till 4 o'clock. And I have to say, I've had to reschedule this interview 3 times because I had a rough couple of months. And every time I rescheduled it, Doc, I'd say, okay, maybe I should go to urgent care. So let's start there. Seriously, when should you, if you have a stomach flu, should you go to urgent care?
Yeah, absolutely. Urgent care is a great place to go when you need immediate care. Sometimes you don't need to go to the emergency department and your primary care provider's office is booked up. So when it's a time where you need to see somebody, it's a great place to start off. We can take care of a myriad of different illnesses for patients that come in. We have full x-ray capabilities there, along with some point-of-care testing for laboratory testing. So let's say you have a bladder infection, you think you may have the flu, pneumonia. We can take care of all of those illnesses for you. And in the meantime, we can coordinate care with primary care, or if you need to go to the ER, we have a bunch of skilled and experienced providers that know when you're sick and say, you know, you might be better served at the ER. So we take a lot of pride in the people that we have working there at this time.
That's really good to hear. You know, typically, if you go to an urgent care, you certainly have shorter waiter times, lower costs, you know, compared to the ER. We're in sports seasons, right? We're in sports season right now. So I can't tell you how many times I had to take my kids for a rolled ankle after a soccer game. I'm sure you see a lot of that, too, don't you?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, especially, you know, Saturday mornings, you generally have some of the football players coming in on, you know, there's Tuesday, Thursday soccer games, so the following day we'll see a bunch of athletes coming in. And we do provide physicals. A lot of times we'll see a rush, especially beginning of the year and in August, and also before each season starts with physicals. So, you know, it's a one-stop shop for physicals. It's nice to get them done. Get them out of the way, and then the kids can participate.
There you go. You guys are on the corner of US 31 and Taylor Avenue, making it easier to get the care that you need. Doc Nate Arnold, how long have you been practicing medicine?
Oh, shoot. Well, I've been practicing quite some time. So graduated medical school in 2000. So, yeah, it's been quite a long
It's not that long.
Like a journey. Yeah.
I love it. You know, it's interesting, too. Like I kept getting, like, a stomach flu, and I thought I actually had the flu. But the actual flu, when you get a flu shot, what is a flu shot for? Is that a respiratory flu? Can you explain that a little bit to me?
Absolutely, yeah. So the flu shot is for a respiratory flu. So with the cough, usually spike of temperature with influenza, too. So generally it's an upper respiratory infection for people. Sometimes it can turn into pneumonia, but most cases it's upper respiratory fever, body aches, chills, cough. The stomach flu, it gets used frequently in the population, but sometimes you think of stomach flu, you think of norovirus, which people on ships that are like on cruises, that's a stomach flu that goes around. It's easily transmittable on cruise ships. So that's more the stomach flu, something called norovirus. And we've seen that, but more commonly the flu that we think of is the respiratory flu.
Got it. Okay. So The 3 times that I had to reschedule this interview with you, I also had COVID, which I tell you, out of nowhere, and the symptoms this time around were so different from the first time that I had it. Are we seeing a lot of cases of COVID in Ottawa County?
Yeah, interesting you should mention that. The hospital's positivity rate, we checked there about a week and a half ago, was 29%. So surprisingly, there was an uptick of it. But the strain that we're seeing now is more sore throat. Some people get a little GI issues with it. It's not the significant pulmonary condition that people had in the past. So it's interesting how each strain is a little different than the other in regards to the symptoms that people are having.
That is,
thankfully, it's not as severe. Yeah, not as many hospitalizations for it, for sure.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, thank you so much for coming on the air with us. We've only tried, the fourth time is the charm, I guess. But I think it's really important to mention that, because I wasn't sure what to do. I couldn't get in with my primary care physician right away. And I thought, does urgent care really want somebody with a stomach flu walking through their doors? But, you know, if I wore a mask and you put me in a room, you're telling me that that's okay. So that's really good to know now.
We'd be happy to see it. And like I said, we can coordinate care, and if you need the higher level service, we can always point you in the right direction and expedite care for you, too.
All right. You guys do sports physicals there. You do x-ray as well, right. And your hours are so convenient. Weekdays, 8 in the morning till 8 p.m., and then weekends from 8 to 4. You're at U.S. 31 in Taylor Avenue. Every time I have a doctor on from Trinity Health, I always ask this question. What do you love about being a doctor the most?
A lot of times it's the satisfaction you get from fixing something. Like, you're always putting together a puzzle, and that's the joy you get, like figuring something out and getting something to fix. So, say somebody has a cut, I mean, it's a quick fix, easy gratification there. So, it's just figuring out somebody's health issues and get them back on their feet. So that's always rewarding.
Yeah, I bet it is. Thank you so much for being on our show, Dr. Nate Arnold.
Wonderful.
Medical Director of Trinity Health Grand Haven's Urgent Care.